Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
For joining us on a very big day. It is, today was back to school day here in Los Angeles. It's back to school week, really. Parents have been waiting for this for almost a year. Our kids went back this morning. We're so eager to drop them off, I'm honestly not sure if it was their school. It was a school. When the lockdown started, our daughter was in pre-K when the lockdown started. Now she has her learner's permit. She's picking me up from work tonight after the show. There are new policies in place to make schools safe. Some classes are being held outdoors. Desks are being spaced apart so the kids aren't close. Bullies are asking nerds to stick their own heads in the toilet for swirlies. This is interesting. You know what has seen an uptick during the pandemic besides crying? UFOs, or at least sightings of UFOs. Reports of unidentified flying objects have skyrocketed. There were 1,000 more sightings nationwide over the same period last year. Most of the reports came during March and April when lockdown was at its most strict and we were at our most high. But listen, when you've been staring into a ring light for 12 hours a day, you're bound to see some circles in the sky. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, thanks, everybody. I appreciate that. Now you're patronizing. Okay. Matt Gaetz is that congressman from Florida with the hair. He is under investigation by the Justice Department and the House Ethics Committee. Turn into a Warner Brothers card. Okay, and the House Ethics Committee, and they are investigating allegations of sex trafficking of a minor. Gaetz made an appearance at the Trump Doral Resort in Miami for something called the Save America Summit. It's hosted by a group called Women for America First, which is hilarious. And their keynote speaker had a dire warning for the ladies at lunch.
So when you see the leaks and the lies and the falsehoods and the smears, when you see the anonymous sources and insiders forecasting my demise, know this. They aren't really coming for me. They're coming for you.
No, they're coming for you. They're not coming for just you. Let he who has never Venmoed a prostitute cast the first stone. Sadly for Matt, that Trump hotel in Miami was as close as Gaetz got to the T-man. The congressman was reportedly denied a meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, which that has to be a heartbreaker. Matt Gaetz was like the son Donald Trump never had. Now he's getting treated like the sons he does have. And this would be the part of the movie where Gaetz disguises himself as a caddy and tries to sneak into Mar-a-Lago. I mean, how toxic do you have to be for Trump to not want to meet with you? He's literally pen pals with Kim Jong-un. He once invited the Taliban for a weekend of glamping at Camp David, and now he won't let Matt Gaetz come see him. Team Gaetz did push back on the report that he got the cold shoulder. A Gaetz spokesman said he has not solicited a meeting with the president. He tweeted, "This is a total lie. I am on a pre-planned vacation with my fiance," and that's got to be a fun vacation right now. Honey, it's all fake news. It's the deep state. No, the president loves me. Nothing's funnier than these guys who sold their souls to Donald Trump coming to him in their time of need and thinking he's going to help them. Asking Donald Trump for a favor is like asking a Nigerian prince for a refund. You're not getting it. Okay? There is an infestation unfolding in the state of Ohio that I think demands national attention. Multiple citizens called 911 claiming they saw monkeys on the loose at a cemetery in the East Price Hill neighborhood of Cincinnati. Police officers and animal experts searched for hours. They came up no monkeys at all. No one's really sure what's going on. There aren't any monkeys missing from the zoo in Cincinnati. Police think these could be from a private collection, but no monkey owners have filed a missing primates report. And not only that, this pack of mystery monkeys is starting to grow. They now say it's a gang of five. What do you think it is, Guillermo? Do you have any theories?
It's a crazy story, Jimmy.
We may have to go to Cincinnati to investigate this ourselves.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.